If your morning starts with snap, crackle, pop, and it's not your cereal, call Joint Relief Institute for fast-lasting joint pain relief. And yes, it's covered by Medicare. 708-888-0000.
Got some rain still in the northwest suburbs, but downtown here at the Bob Surratt building, a little bit of sunlight coming through the clouds. Hopefully it'll be a good weekend for you. And here to help make it good, Dean Richards with Entertainment News. How you doing, Dean?
I'm doing well. The rain is stopping, at least for a little while. And there's plenty to do online, at least, for the weekend.
Not only that, but we can get a little taste of Ravinia tonight on television. Let's get Wells Kaufman on the line, the president and CEO of the Ravinia Festival. And Wells, I guess this is as close as we can get to Ravinia this summer, isn't it?
That's absolutely right. Yeah, great to be with you both, Dean and Bob. Thanks for having me on. Yeah, tonight we're presenting our 2019 production of the rarely heard masterpiece of Leonard Bernstein, his Mass. And it'll be on PBS. Great performances. 9 o'clock in the Chicagoland area. There's a pre-concert chat with some of the folks that put this piece together. It's a huge monster of a work. It requires gigantic forces, big choir, children's choir, big orchestra, conductor, celebrant, the main soloist, 24 solo singers along with him, the Highland Park High School marching band. I mean, it's got everything in it. And frankly, when the piece had its premiere, it was written for the opening of the Kennedy Center. Jackie Onassis commissioned Bernstein to write this piece. It was so ahead of its time. It's this amalgam and sort of then sort of ridiculed as being kind of a mishmash of different things. Today, we realize how ahead of its time it was, because that's the kind of piece that everybody's writing today, a combination of the sacred and the secular, of musical theater, of orchestral splendor, the great Chicago Symphony Orchestra. And I have to say, if we're going to land in a schedule at any particular time in the world, really, this is the time, because it is a work about bringing people together. It's a piece about isolation and separation and the challenges around that, and how we can all come together and that we're stronger if we come together. So with the virus, one never wants to have that kind of timing be your goal, but if there was anything as emblematic of what Ravinia is all about, this is the piece.
All right. Tonight, Channel 11, and it's part of Great Performances. It's Wells Kaufman, CEO of Ravinia. All right, get busy working on next summer now, Wells.
You know what I'm going to do when this is on tonight? I'm going to put a picnic blanket out on my family room floor. I'm going to try to recreate the whole Ravinia experience in my house.
Yeah, and I'm going to come by with a sign, quiet, right in front of your television, Dean.
get in line.
Thanks, Wells. Good talking to you.
Thanks. Great to be on. You both take care. Stay safe and well. Okay?
See you.
Look forward to seeing you again soon.
That's a great experience. Bernstein experience to be able to watch it. It's great that it was captured, that we can watch it on television.
Talking about Ravinia being off for this summer, except for television. Goodman canceled as well, didn't they?
Yeah, they had. A lot of the places were kind of doing a wait and see attitude to see how things were going to shake out with this virus and whether or not they would still be able to get anything in for the remainder of the year. And Goodman was one of the places yesterday that announced that they are canceling the remainder of this season, which will involve a couple of productions, Schoolgirls or the African Mean Girls play. Also, American Mariachi is going to be canceled. The Outsiders canceled. But I wanted to point out that they're doing some online performances and chats that are pretty cool. It's on different days, and if you go to goodmantheater.org, you can see exactly what the schedule is, but they're doing chats with casts of some of the shows that they've got coming up, and one in particular for a week from today is with the Tony, Olivier, and Emmy Award-winning actor Nathan Lane. He will be doing a sit-down talk with Mary Zimmerman, Mary Zimmerman is the following week, but Nathan Lane is a week from today. Some great online content that they're putting out, even though the rest of the season at the Goodman Theater is now gone.
And the Broadway's all closed up probably for the rest of the year, aren't they?
Yeah. Well, they said at least until September right now. That's the latest that we have on that. But one show is calling it quits. So many of the shows are hoping that once things open up again, hopefully in September, that they can get up and running again. But yesterday, Disney Theatrical Productions, they're in charge of all of the stage productions of all the Disney shows that they have, said that the Broadway version of Frozen will not be opening up when Broadway comes back. They've just decided to throw in the towel for that. So if anybody has tickets, if they're planning on a trip to New York to go see some theater, maybe take the kids to go see Frozen, the musical, check back with your point of purchase, because that one is not going to be reopening.
And on the concert scene, as far as music goes, I can't imagine anyone still even penciling in a show for this year, or are they?
No, concert-wise, things are not going to happen right now. We heard about the closing of River's Edge in Aurora the other day. We knew that the Ravinia, as you know, has closed down. But, you know, as far as Lollapalooza, they're saying end of the month, so we may get some word on whether Lollapalooza is going to happen next week, possibly. But we're hoping that we'll know about that.
And there was just an announcement from Kenny Chesney about his tour, wasn't there?
Yes, there was. He did cancel the remainder of his concert tour, the entire concert tour, which included a July 25th date at Soldier Field. So if you are a Kenny Chesney fan, it's going to have to wait until hopefully 2021.
And Dean Richards has the entertainment news, including what to watch this weekend. I want to hear more about this Frank Costanza marathon, Dean.
I think this is all that I'm going to be watching this weekend, although it's only on Saturday. On TBS, they've decided to do a best of Frank Costanza marathon, 10 straight episodes, I should say, of the best episodes that featured Jerry Stiller, who passed away this week, played the great Frank Costanza on Seinfeld. It's going to start at 3:00 in the afternoon on Saturday, 10 straight episodes. That's going to be fantastic to watch. And there's actually quite a bit of special things that are coming up on Saturday. You're going to have to decide between Frank Costanza and LeBron James at some point, and Oprah Winfrey and President Obama. They're all part of this Graduate Together special that'll be on Saturday night at 7:00. Special programming that'll be featured on all the networks, by the way, to honor graduates this year who will not be having traditional ceremonies and commencements. But it's a pretty great lineup of speakers and entertainers that will be part of that. That's on all the networks. I remember a few weeks ago we talked about how Chicago performers and personalities all ought to get together and do some kind of fundraising telethon. Mm-hmm. Of course, somebody stole our idea, Bob, but it's for a good cause, so it's okay. It's called Sweet Home Chicago, and this is going to also be on Saturday from 5 to 7 on the NBC Sports Chicago channel. It's going to be hosted by Dion Cole, who you know from Blackish, and he was on one of the writers and performers on Conan O'Brien. But there will be musical performances on this from Chicago, all Chicago's very own. Common, Jeff Tweedy, the group Chicago. Jamila Woods will be performing, the Chicago Children's Choir. There will be a special appearance by Mike Ditka, along with the Chicago superfans, Joe Mantegna, George Wendt, and Robert Schmeigel. And all kinds of sports personalities that'll be involved in this, including Horace Grant and Fergie Jenkins, Patrick Kane, Joe Madden. The list goes on and on. Also, people like Bob Odenkirk and Donnie Wahlberg and Jenny McCarthy. Long list of Chicago born and raised people all performing, you know, making appearances, all to benefit the COVID-19 relief efforts here in the Chicago area for frontline workers.
I have to make sure I've got some space left in my DVR. When is that? When is that going to be on?
That is Saturday from 5 until 6:30 on NBC Sports Chicago. And Sweet Home Chicago for that. But I'm guessing. I know that I'm going to watch the Frank Costanza thing. I like to watch it when it's happening, and then I'll go back and catch up on some of these very worthy other shows that are going on as well.
And you mentioned yesterday Freddie Mercury and Prince. That's this weekend, right?
Yeah, a couple of musical things you can watch this weekend. The 1992 Freddie Mercury tribute concert that took place at Wembley Stadium in London. Originally, it was for AIDS awareness, but now it's for COVID-19 relief. Some of the top names in music, all doing Freddie Mercury and Queen songs: Elton John, George Michael, David Bowie, Axl Rose, among many others. That's going to be on Queen's YouTube page. And on the Prince YouTube page this weekend, you can watch the 1985 Purple Rain concert. It's rarely seen concert footage that has been released by the Prince estate. So that's going to be streaming. Both of these things are just going to be streaming for the weekend. So if you're fans of either of those, you've got some good music choices.
Any good movies, or anybody releasing any new movies?
Yeah, some interesting movies. I don't know if I'd go so far as to say that they're good, but they're okay, and certainly a little something for everyone. They're bringing back Scooby-Doo. The new movie is called Scoob. That brings back, you know, the whole gang, actually teaming up with other Hanna-Barbera characters. That's going to be rolling on Apple TV and also on YouTube for rental. There's a new Al Capone movie. This is so interesting to me that the interest in Al Capone continues after all these years. And frequently, when you go any place in the world and someone knows that you're from Chicago, the first thing that they will say is, ah, Al Capone. After all this time, Michael Jordan gets mentioned once in a while, but people associate Capone with Chicago still after all these years. And the actor Tom Hardy takes on Capone role this time in this movie that's a little bit cartoonish. He plays it really over the top, but it's you know, another interesting look at Capone's life, his demise, his kind of deterioration as he got older. It's playing on Amazon Prime Video right now. One that if you love dogs, you're definitely going to want to see, called It's a Dog's Life, which is hosted by Bill Farmer, who has been the voice of Goofy and Pluto for the Disney animated films for about 30 years now. And what he does is he goes all over the country and tells stories of dogs that are doing incredible things, incredible jobs, the special place that our four-legged friends have for us right now. I haven't seen full episodes of it, but I've seen a lot of clips. And if you're a dog lover like I am, this one's really going to touch your heart. It's called The Dog's Life. It's on Bob's favorite platform, Disney Plus.
I'm going to get it this weekend.
You say that every week. but they're going to have new episodes streaming on Disney Plus every Friday for the next 10 weeks.
Dean, let me ask you a question. I mean, it's your job to watch all these shows and review them. When the weekend comes, do you ever get the urge to just turn the TV off for the entire weekend?
Constantly.
I thought so.
Yeah, constantly. Or else I'm watching The Three Stooges or just like, you know, the most ridiculous mind candy, you know, that you can think of.
Yeah, I have to.
Saturday afternoons, I'm sure like a lot of people, I go on cooking show marathons on Channel 11. They have Lydia Bastianich and America's Test Kitchen and Cook's Country. And they have, like, all my favorite cooking shows. And I just, you know, kind of take a nap and watch these shows and get some ideas. And, oh, I'll try that. No, yeah. I never knew that.
Well, I hear you talking about all that food on the radio here on Sundays.
Yeah, we're going to be talking about grilling because we're, you know, getting into that season with Memorial Day weekend that's coming up. So this coming Sunday, we're going to talk about that. Also on Sunday, we're going to play back an interview that I did with the director of this great new Netflix documentary called A Secret Love. That is the true story of two women who met in the 1940s, formed a loving relationship, and lived in a secret relationship out in the western suburbs in the St. Charles area for decades and decades and decades, never told anybody about their relationship. Even their family didn't know. One of these women were one of the pivotal players on the All-American Girls Baseball League that started during World War II that inspired the movie A League of Their Own. It's a very interesting story about these two women, about their relationship. But what really touched me about this movie is it's also a story about how we treat our seniors as they get older, and health care for seniors as they get older, and housing for seniors as they get older. It's as much a story about senior care as it is anything else. It's on Netflix. It's called The Secret of Love. We're going to talk to the director Sunday morning here on WGN Radio.
We'll be listening. Have a good one, Dean.
Thanks, Bob. You too.
Thanks. We'll talk to you on Monday.